Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Muscle Sport Radio, a different day and a different Instagram live account. I have to apologize. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my regular Instagram. I am pissed, Kenny. That's a good observation. I'm pissed because of the many things, but one of them is I can't get the fucking Instagram live to work on my Muscle Sport Mag thing. Since last Monday when it got cut off 45 minutes into the show, I've been writing them numerous times saying I cannot get this thing to work right. I took the update and all of that stuff, and it just will not allow me to do it. So I am stuck doing it on my personal Instagram account, which I have a lot less fucking followers. So I've been trying to post on both accounts saying the show will be heard live on my Joe account, not the Muscle Sport Mag account. But yesterday was Indigenous Peoples Day. The liberals' version of Columbus Day. Do I like Ron Harris? No, I can't stand him. We fucking hate each other, and he's a talentless hack. I can give you many instances of why and how he's horrendous, Denise. Please, if you want to ever emulate somebody in this industry as a journalist, please do not let it be him. It doesn't have to be me. Don't get me wrong, but don't let it be him. He cannot write. He's terrible at interviewing people. He's brutal on camera. And he's a fucking douchebag on top of that. And the fake prophet Muscle is in the house. Look at any of his fucking articles. They're horrendous. And they've been horrendous since day fucking one. I'm not kidding, bro. He does not know the difference between first, second, and third person writing styles. He does not understand when to utilize each. And he does not know how to fucking... look at him on – come on. Get any of his fucking Ron lines, and now he's even stuck doing fucking Lavroni's fucking thing. I mean, he's already owed over $100,000. Yes, and I don't believe Ron when he says it's not $100,000. Oh, so what is it, 90 now, Ron? If you're owed fucking $100, you should be bitching and moaning. Get the fuck out of here. I've never owed anybody fucking money in this industry. Never. It's true. I got interviewed on Harris when I was 18. Get the fuck out of here, Mason. Get the fuck out of here. But I wanted to talk a little bit about football. Look at the football helmets I'm sporting now. I hear on the desk here in the Muscle Sport Television Studios. I used to have a much better setup, but that's another fucking story. But look, right now I took away all my fucking NFL stuff, and I have the New York, New Jersey Hitmen. You serious? Then you got to send me the article. I bet you it sucks dick as much as it fucking his article sucks now for Muscle Sport USA. Really? Yeah, that's his claim to fame. He fucking sucked then too. He hasn't improved since then. And the New York Dragons of the Arena League. There's the XFL and the Arena League helmets that I am sporting now. Please send me the clip. Please, Mason. I beg of thee. Joe at MuscleSportMag.com. Please. Yes. So I have... ESPN, yes. And what was he like, a fucking intern or something then? I don't know. Oh, God, he's fucking terrible. These helmets, this is the type of football that I am supporting now. I am watching my son's high school football games. I'm watching college and any other leagues beside the National Football League. Crazy Hawk, let me snag your girlfriend. That's not right, fake prophet Muscle. You don't talk about fucking people's girls, especially Thea. She's a fucking champ. Hey, Crystal, what's up? But I wanted to talk about this controversial NFL issue because it's really, I mean, It's taking on not only a life of its own, but like it's like a fucking zombie apocalypse of its own, if you will, if you get the reference. It's just become like a fucking monster. Shuey says hello. He can't join today. He has college schoolwork. Oh, good for Shuey. He's doing college courses. That's fucking cool. Good for him. Thank you for letting me know. Wildfire. But it has become such a big thing. And in tagging this, hey, Elena, what's up? In tagging people for these shows, I have been Crystal likes this, sweetie. Fucking amazing. In tagging people, I am welcoming people. Now, if anybody wants to call, amazing, you interested? You can call this number and I'll pick you up and we'll hear you on the phone. It's 646-716-5317. And Shuey says, fuck the NFL. Good. Good for Shuey. 646-716-5317. I tagged a lot of people that were like, take a knee, Black Lives Matter, Kaepernick fans and all of that. I don't just want people to agree with me on this. I want somebody to bring up the anti stance that I have on this, because I love a debate. I love a discussion. Meaty. Hey, it's Allie. I love a debate and a discussion. White. Oh, Elena, you're such a sweetheart. Oh, I love Pink Princess Barbie. She's a sweetie. Thank you, Elena. So, hey, Meatball, you mean me? So I want to talk to people that want to fucking talk about this. Anyone that benefits off of America can go fuck themselves. You know my view on taking. Yes, I saw your comment. I did like it right before we went on the air. I looked at it, and I was very happy with it. I think it's great. I don't agree with what Mike Ditka said. I agree with part of what he said. I don't agree with all of what he said, and it's pretty obvious which parts I agree with considering my stance on this. But let's be honest. Let's cut through the bullshit. This is a black and white issue. Plain and fucking simple. Black people are going to take the side of the guys taking the knee, and white people are going to take the side of the owners, the people that are boycotting and all of that. If anybody thinks otherwise, you're fucking wearing a mask of stupidity and you have no fucking idea of what's going on. It's a black and white issue. It's not that, and the guys protesting are going, address the issue, which I did. On that last football show that we did before I shit canned it because of the NFL. You and Ditka, that's the same hairdresser. Thank you. I like Mike Ditka for a 77-year-old chap, has a nice fucking head of hair. I met the guy and I ate at his steakhouse and he makes a good fucking steak in Chicago. So I look at it this way. They're saying it's not the flag, it's not military, it's oppression of black people by the police. And in racial injustices, or Jeff Black here, Matt, racial injustices. I implore anyone to bring a incident, a case, a situation to the table and say, here's a case where a white cop did something against a black citizen and he was wrong and didn't get in trouble from it when there is no other issues involved in the situation. How long this shit has been going on now, Joe? Since last season, Kenny. Black feels they are not equal with all the killings in America. I know Fake Prophet, you like goof around a lot, so I it's kind of obscure. It's a little esoteric, that statement. So I'm not going to read into it or try to guess what you mean with all the not equal to all the what it means. There's less black people, but there's more black people getting killed. Well, you know what? You don't get killed for no reason, okay? People get killed for a litany of reasons, and we can't even start listing them because that would make no sense. We'd waste our fucking time doing that. But the situation in South Carolina where the cop shot the black, a non-black guy, the guy immediately was fucking arrested, charged, fired, and was wearing a fucking jumpsuit and being arraigned, like within 2 days, or not even, of the thing happening. What's up? What's cracking? What's going on, bro? Hey, Vit Barber. So that situation, the cop was obviously fucking wrong. He fucked up and he's paying the price for it. You can go through all the other ones and I will have a fucking excuse and a legitimate forensic reason for saying why that is not a unarmed, innocent person getting shot. What I mean, the blacks are the real Jews. They are the real Jews. That's not a racist statement. My city has been in hell, Joe. Oh, man. He resides in Flint, Michigan. And you could probably tell us a few stories, Matt, that we would probably go, ow, that sucks. Oh, get the fuck out. What's wrong with you? Don't laugh. I'm not laughing. I'm just saying that's pretty fucking wild, that statement. For anyone that didn't see my thoughts, kneeling NFL, I don't care what they are kneeling. They could be two prophets stole my truck. Crystal was saying protesting child molesters or something, and they still shouldn't do it on the company time, if I'm not misinterpreting. Google blacks are the real Jews. It's beyond what meets the eye. I don't know what the fuck you mean by that, man. Clap my didn't shine through. Yeah, but basically, Crystal, what you're saying is that even if the protest is a good protest, like somebody's protesting child porn or something like that, or child molesters, you don't do it on your boss's time. You do that on your own time. Hebrew. I don't know, man. You know, fuck, I give up. Damn, what correct. So give me out Trayvon Martin. We'll go there. We'll go Sterling. We'll go there. I'll go through the fucking list. All right. And I put a picture up on the promo for this thing with Colin Kaepernick wearing a UEP Newton t-shirt last year. For you guys that don't know who UEP Newton is, he's the co-founder of the original Black Panthers, which was a black domestic terrorist organization that assassinated cops. Okay. And he was in fucking charged with assault and wanted for fucking killing people and stuff like that. They killed witnesses that were going to testify against him. Trayvon tried to take that. Well, he was the neighborhood watch. There has been 3 shootings a week on the street I live in. Get the fuck out of there. You got little kids, bro. Kids getting hit and shit. Get the fuck out of there. You're out of your fucking mind, man. I'd rather fucking live in fuck under a bridge than fucking live there. The racism in America goes back to religion. Racism and religion have always been hand in hand. There's always been people against certain religions, Jews, Catholics, for whatever. Look at the fucking Muslims, what they're doing, these guys. I'm wearing my Huey Lewis t-shirt to protest the t-shirt. Huey Lewis. Huey Newton in my old town. Yes, he got killed in Oakland, Johnny. Yes, thankfully, in 1989, somebody fucking whacked that cocksucking piece of shite, okay? And if anybody goes, how could you dare say that? Listen, Black Panthers killed police officers, assassinated them, set them up to come to a place and assassinated them, okay? 666 Willoughby Street in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, New York, okay? Just fucking, so don't even try to make an excuse for what the Black Panthers are. So this black fist up in the air shit that they're saying they're standing, but they're holding a black fist. To me, that's a Black Power, Black Panther thing. That's racist right there. You're saying you're better than me because I'm white and you're black. Why did the Panthers? They wanted to do a whole big fucking like a revolution kind of thing. They wanted, they were saying black people were being targeted by cops and shit like that. So they were going to kill them first. They were basically saying it's a war. It's a street war. Blacks versus cops, and they were going to shoot the first fucking round. And they did in many fucking cases. So, and then there's a new Black Panthers, which was involved in fucking electioneering, if you will, for Barack Obama in 2000 and for the 2008 election. Same shit happens today. The KKK can quietly protest the nursery school. Oh, that's what she's. Yeah, the KKK can protest outside a nursery school, doesn't make it right. Listen, I'm not for the KKK either. Listen, let me tell you something about the KKK and white supremacy. They consider me a black guy because I'm a greaseball, okay? They don't want me in their organization. I am useless to them. I am a black guy as far as they're concerned. They want this WASP type of fucking people. They don't want a fucking greaseball like me from New York, a northerner, no fucking less. I'm a Yankee to them. Joey tried to start the WAP Leopards, but it didn't work out. So people go, oh, you're a white supremacist, you're a Nazi and stuff. I would be on the fucking stake right next to the fucking black guy in a KKK rally. They'd be burning my fucking ass too and lynching me, okay? So don't even try to say that this is fucking – I can say what I want because I'm one of them. Black Panthers are going to hit you. Joey's hand died. Yes, it is. The cops over here will not even go down some damn streets. You know what? Can you blame them, Matt? Fuck, I don't blame them. let them do what they want, because as soon as they do something, they say they're fucking racist and lock the guy up because he's black. Let me tell you something. If you work in a black neighborhood and you're a cop, you're going to arrest black people. If you work in a white neighborhood and you're a cop, you're going to arrest white people for the most part. 90% of the fucking time. There's always fucking spillovers in neighborhoods. When I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, they broke our balls. We were the white fucking dirtbags in the neighborhood. And we caused our own trouble by hanging out and drinking beers in the park and fucking spray painting and doing graffiti and shit. So we were the bad guys that got our asses kicked in by the cops that worked in our neighborhood. Just because it wasn't fucking black people doesn't mean that we weren't oppressed and singled out and fucking, profiled by the cops to spill over so much truck. Check out Dave Palumbo. He paints his head black. Fuck, who cares? I'm going to be doing that soon enough. It's the beginning of a revolution. I don't know. People have been saying that since the 60s. I think if it didn't happen in the 60s, I don't think it's going to happen now. It's the damn Muslim Brotherhood over here are bad. I don't fucking doubt it, man. And they're the fucking probably the black Muslim Brotherhood, right? That's like the fucking Muhammad Ali. And don't get me started on Muhammad Ali either. He was not a fucking hero, okay? He stood in the first fucking row of a fucking cop killer trial, the fucking Harlem Mosque trial. So don't get me started on him being a fucking superhero. Fuck him too, okay? And that's not racist. That's because he's anti-fucking establishment, anti-police. I don't even care that he wanted to go to Vietnam. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want him to go either. Fuck that. Go get killed? Fuck for some fucking stupid fucking war? I wouldn't want to get killed over there either. I don't blame him for that. I don't think what he did was right. I think if you got to go, you got to go. But I don't think he's a pussy for doing that. Not whatsoever. He's a cunt for fucking sitting in the front row of a cop killer trial. And if you guys want to look up that fucking case, be my guest. You'll see what I mean. We have learned today, besides King of the Gym, lives in shitty neighborhood. Your thoughts? Well, I'm just saying, all of these guys, the NFL players are saying, they keep avoiding, like Mike Pence said that they disrespected the flag and he walked out, which I agree with. I think what Mike Pence did was great. And it was not a stunt because that trip was planned for fucking months. They knew they were retiring Peyton's number that fucking day months ago. Polls on TV that are saying, oh, he just got there and he knew it was going to be a setup. Stop. Do your fucking research, asshole. And Jemele Hill on ESPN. First of all, the 6 o'clock Sports Center was that was the epitome, the staple of sports news, the 6 and 11 p.m. Sports Center. It has become unwatchable. Jemele Hill, and I think Mike Smith or something, the guy's name is, they're making it like a BET version of fucking Sports Center. And oh, is that racist, Joey? No, it's annoying to me because if I don't feel like sitting there hearing their fucking in-jokes that I don't understand. Talk about fucking sports. Give me the fucking scores. Give me the news. I don't want to hear your opinion about everything and put a black fucking spin on it. Enough of that. Enough. That's why I have just given up on this piece of shit NFL, because all they have done is make it, like I said, it's a strict black and white issue. And if you're either one way or the other, and there is no in fucking between, and the white players that are fucking sitting there with the black guys are only doing so because they don't want to be considered racists. Because the white guy that doesn't take a knee is a racist now? Get the fuck out of here. How come Comerica backs the NFL over his one wife that's a cop? He's not back in the NFL. I don't know. You know, he has a different view on this than I do, and that's fine. Why don't they call it a setup on the player's part? They knew the vice president would be there. Maybe they took the knee while he was there to set him up. They were going to take the knee anyway. Now, the 49ers, I think, Eric Reed was the first guy to do it with Kaepernick. He's been outspoken, fucking real fucking rabble rouser, this fucking guy. But nobody will call him a fucking racist or say what he's doing is wrong and he's dividing. But no, Trump and Pence are divisive by fucking saying we're true blue Americans. We didn't think this is fucking wrong. Even if you're saying it's not the troops, it's anti-police, that's wrong. That's anti-establishment, anti-law and order, anti-police. And this coincides with the whole fucking nationalist fucking attitude. If you're not a fucking nationalist, then what are you? You're a fucking turncoat. Painting my room black and white. Is that racist? Who gives a shit? Yes, I think it's racist, Kenny. Get the blue out. I'm from Italy. We don't do that shit there. You know what? I wanted to fucking move to Italy, but then all of those fucking Muslim boat people started going there and fucking wreaking havoc. I changed my mind. Because if fucking Hillary won, I really was thinking about getting the fuck out of Dodge. I could not fucking stay in this fucking place if that fucking bag of shit won. God damn, I need to burn a phone to call in. Anybody that wants to call in, man, please. I wish there was a guy like Prophet. If you think I'm being wrong on here and you want a state, would you? I am all ears, bro. All ears, and I will give you a platform you can call. I will not cut you off. I won't do that. I don't block people. I don't hang up on people. I will give you a fucking as much time as you want. And if I fucking feel that you're definitely right on something, I'll be the first to say, dude, you got me on that one. You win that part of that argument. You win that part. Depends, P. Kenny, is it a black and white even 50-50? Trump all day. I agree. I'm a Trump supporter. I never fucking made that fucking secret. Prophet definitely. Oh, shit. Do they still use those fucking things? The fucking, it's like those fucking, the cameras they used to put on the tables at weddings years ago. The little Kodak fucking took like fucking 24 pictures. And then the camera was the one use and you got the fucking, that the they all... developed the film, The Bride and the Groom. These guys used to put pictures of their asses in the bathroom in there and shit. Always, I might have to toss it. Can I call in on Rich's flip phone? Yeah, go ahead. Will it work? I don't know. And it's sponsored by Cricket Wireless. We are sponsored by fucking... oh, I got a new advertiser. These guys that just came in the fucking place. MuscleMatrix.com. Check these guys out. A new pre-workout. I just got it. Just got it. Muscle Matrix. They got a fucking nice leaderboard ad. Take care of these motherfuckers, man. It's not only that Joe the Mafia runs the shit over there. It's not. Let me tell you something about the Mafia. I'm not saying what they do is right, but shit don't go on in those fucking neighborhoods because I know that from personal experience. If we fucking made noise in that neighborhood on the fucking corner when they didn't want us to, somebody got fucked around with. And you know what? We learned our lesson mighty quick. Or as they call it in Georgia, moon cricket. Moon cricket. I know what you mean, Jose. I got a new pre-workout coming called 8-Hour Biceps. Well, send it on in there, Prophet. So I want somebody to give me a case where they're saying there is a racial injustice and the white cop did something against a black civilian and wasn't found not guilty and did something wrong. And don't tell me that. Let me tell you something about district attorneys. They want to fucking indict cops. A lot of them are very fucking left. And the first thing they want to do is get a fucking 10-pointed fucking, you know, a 10-point buck. And that means a cop. So don't tell me that the cops get away with it because they're all in cahoots with the DAs. The DA is the cop's best friend until they can see a cop in their fucking crosshairs. Then they will fucking throw the fucking book at the cop and try to fucking indict him. I told you about stuff, Joe, over the phone about my family, bro, you know. Yes, sir. We shall keep it between us. It's nobody's fucking. Hey, Big Mike, what's up, bro? Thanks for joining in, man. Big Mike. Big Mike's going to be with fucking the Viking. I like what I'm hearing out of you guys. Prophet, don't have a movie screen to go. Yeah. But I want to hear somebody else give me an argument against this whole thing. Tell me that why these football players are right to do what they're doing. Now, let me tell you something. People saying Jerry Jones is wrong about saying that. It's his fucking company. If he tells those players they cannot do that shit, they better fucking listen because I don't think they're going to call his bluff, okay? And I don't give a fuck if it's fucking Ezekiel Elliott or Dak Prescott or fucking – I don't give a shit who it is. He'll fucking pull the guy, all right, because Jerry don't give a fuck about that. He's not – this guy is I totally think what he said. It's his company. So if, let's say, somebody working for my company on their own time was writing all of this, cops should die and all of that shit. I'm telling you right now, on their own time or not, I'm fucking firing their ass. They're going to be fucking gone before they even fucking get to fucking press post the next time they do that. America, like, what is this slicking oil. I don't understand this fake profit muscle. You've been writing that for like a month now, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I hope he fires everyone. How great would that be if Jerry Jones says, we're fucking giving this game away because these guys all took a knee? Jason Garrett, walk off the field. We're conceding the game. Forfeit. His players aren't stupid. They know he'll boot them. I agree. They're not going to fucking push him. If they fire all the guys, then they'll look the Army-Navy game 1932 every Sunday. Hey, Foz, what's up? Listen, I'm the owner of a company. It's a lot smaller than the Dallas Cowboys. Just a wee bit. America's team. Now, if you're owning America's team and you got guys that are desecrating the flag, and I don't give a fuck. It's desecrating the flag. If it's anti-police, you're still desecrating the fucking flag. So fuck you. And if you have guys doing that and you're the owner of that team, then you have to take action. And I fucking love what he's doing. Lick oil is Synthol. All these fake bodybuilders inject. Oh, it's Synthol. All right. They should not get fined for shit. They have different background. The money goes to head, bro. Time to switch and watch lingerie football. I agree. I love lingerie football. College football. And my son's high school team. I don't need to watch the NFL. 3 weeks and counting that I have not watched the NFL. I'm watching the fucking baseball playoffs. I'm watching preseason basketball. And I know fucking crazy's favorite sport, hockey, just started. I got to get myself into that. I was watching a Ranger game a little bit when they were playing the fucking Maple Leafs the other night over the weekend. But then I saw the comeback, and then it went south. Baseball all day. You know, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm rooting for the Yankees because I like these young guys the Yankees have, like Judge and fucking Sanchez and stuff. I like these kids, and to me that's fun to watch guys come up through the fucking farm system and become fucking studs like Jeter did, like fucking Masada did. So it's in Bird, we hit the homer the other night. So it's fun watching that. So I'm rooting for the Yankees, even though I'm a Mets fan, because I like the players on that team. I don't give a shit, you know, if I don't like the team. I'm sending you a new video to – oh, good. Ooh, good. Good thing I didn't jerk off yet. And I stress yet. Sanchez, Goony Goo Goo. I'm a Mets fan, but New York always lets go Yankees. You know what? I never was like I hate the Yankees. When I was a kid, I was. But as I got older, I was like, eh. And then I was covering an editor of the sports magazine. I wanted the Yankees to make the playoffs in the World Series because it gave us better fucking stories to write about and get to go to fucking playoff games and shit. So I kind of changed over the years from like, oh, Yankees suck, Mets are the best, to I don't give a fuck. The Yankees will go all the way. I don't know. He's going to get that game 5, and that's going to be a female muscle webcam. Oh, I'm definitely glad. I'm going to need fucking 3 tissues for that. I bet it's not the kind of video you'd want it to be. Oh, it's going to be good enough, bro. Look at what Bruce is doing once he left the Mets, figures. Yeah, but you know what? Jay Bruce was having a good year with the Mets, and that's great. I'm glad they traded him because they weren't going to bring him back. It was a good trade for both teams, and that type of trade you like. You get some youth on a team that's going nowhere, and you give a fucking nice fucking veteran bat to a team that has fucking championship aspirations. Fuck the NFL. If you can't stand for the American flag, the country where you're making all your money from is a joke. If you really want to make a difference, do something off the field. I think they can do something off the field, but just like that fucking cunt Jamel Hill got suspended, and figures, ESPN, the fucking left fucking liberal shit fucking sports network, she basically fucking, you know, said Trump, basically she said he's a fucking Nazi and a white supremacist straight out. They didn't suspend her for that. But now as soon as she started talking about NFL and sponsorships with the Cowboys, all of a sudden, it's a second violation of our social media fucking guidelines that she – and now she's suspended for 2 weeks. They wouldn't say if it was with or without pay. And I'll be announcing my pull-up. Oh, very good. Yes, please. I don't want to fucking – I want you to make the announcement, Wildfire. What the fuck? Oh, that fucking blows.
Oh, this is fucking ridiculous.
I don't know why the fuck Instagram keeps cutting the fuck off. It's getting fucking annoying. If you guys are from fucking, I don't, can this Facebook thing fucking take comments, because I don't know. I never used this, only once, very briefly. So trying to see if I can get the Instagram thing fucking fixed, because this is getting ridiculous. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I got some cocksucker fucking with it. Oh.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is fucking ridiculous. All right, we're going to have to figure something out on this, how the fuck this thing works.
Why this fucking Instagram thing keeps fucking kicking off, I have no idea. Well, it looks like this isn't going to happen today, folks. Sorry. Don't know what the fuck is going on. All right, fuck it. I'm going to have to figure something out for next week. Later.
Ridiculous.